History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi, and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today we're chatting with Stephen Satimba from African Renewal Ministries. He's part of Gabba Community Church near Kampala in Uganda, and he's out in Australia. He's just preached at our church, and what an amazing message he's brought. We're going to hear a bit of his story today. Welcome along, Stephen. Tell us a bit of your background. Let us know where you were born and raised.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Matt. Again, what a blessing for us to connect and be able to serve at your church. It was a very big blessing. Mm-hmm. Basically, for me as a person, born and raised in Gabba, which is very interesting because growing in the community of Gabba, again, seeing so many people going through a tough time, a fishing village. Again, that was a season for us where people were dying of AIDS and they couldn't make sense of it. I could see neighbors that were losing their lives because of that. And as a child, I couldn't add up that. But seeing also homeless children, fellow children like me at that time, just moving around the streets. Yeah, it was a crazy time. But it was a bit also of a forest, kind of.
Yeah.
People had not so many people had moved into Gabba like today. Yeah.
So were you raised in a religious household?
Yes. It's interesting that the household I raised in, yes, we've professed that we are Protestants. I think that's what I would put it, like Anglicans. But the way the setup of our family, my dad was already living a frustrated life because of business. Mm-hmm. He had devoted to drinking. So life was a bit tough. My mom actually seemed to be more of the breadwinner in the house. So it was a kind of a tough season for us at that moment. I think the person who actually taught us how to pray was my grandfather, because we used to go for holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how we began to learn how to pray.
Yeah, good, good.
Yes.
And did you attend church? What was that like for you?
We used to go to church because there used to be things like popcorn, but we were not connecting so much. It wasn't making sense for us.
Yeah.
It was more of a religious practice that we're trying to follow through.
And was there an age where you were born again?
So interestingly, at about, I think it was about 2019, where I sleep and get repeated dreams of me running. And as I was running from school, I would see myself lose sight, getting blind. And I kept running, but blind. And I reached a place where my eyes opened. And when they opened, it was like a church. Mm. And people were singing hymns. And that dream came back and it disturbed me. There's this fellowship at school. It was called Scripture Union Fellowship. And I asked these guys who would say they're born again. And I say, you know what? I'm getting disturbing dreams. What do I do about this? And the guy says, you know what? God is searching out for you. And he led me to Christ through that.
Yeah.
That's how I gave my life to Christ. And man, I never looked back. I fell in love with God. That was the start of my journey. And for me, it was just getting and falling in love with God.
And was there a big change in your life after that?
It's interesting because the change came when I met a nurse. And the nurse got me into a conversation. I remember she wrote in the book, I was sick. So because she had heard about me giving my life to Christ, she wrote in the book, Pastor Stephen. And when we started a conversation about, okay, is it okay for me to be a Christian, go to the disco and have fun and ABCD. So as we began to talk, she began to show me the need for me to live a totally changed life. And she told me something in Revelations that if you're neither hot or cold, then God will vomit you.
Mm.
But you know, I'd just fallen in love with him. God, my, you know, that Christ, my savior, I'd just fallen in love with him. And I'm like, I can't allow my lover, Christ Jesus, to vomit me.
Mm.
I need to be one thing.
Amen.
And so for me, that was the turning point. I went back home and got rid of things that I needed to get rid of in my closet. I said these magazines, these music tapes that do not profess Christ,
mm-hmm.
I need to get rid of them.
Wow.
And I need to make the Bible the main thing.
Mm.
And that's how my journey of transformation started.
What were you studying at the time?
By that time, I was actually still in a scientist. We're in school. And for me, math and sciences were one of my best subjects. So I used to have all this group of friends who would say, we are scientists. We are cool. We don't go to waste time in fellowships. We don't join leadership things.
Mm-hmm.
All we do is sit down, do the mathematics numbers, and get the chemicals to add up.
Mm-hmm.
So this was my group of guys and friends, my best friends. But when I gave my life to Christ, I began to realize a drift that the Lord was leading me even to leadership positions. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember in school, I had to even stand for a leadership position because I felt in my heart God was leading me in that direction.
Mm.
Then I began to attend fellowship. This isn't the thing that we used to do. We used to eat food for like 5-10 minutes during lunchtime and then go back into books.
Mm.
That was our life. But when Christ came into my life, I began to create room for fellowship and for seeking God.
And tell us a bit about your journey into ministry after that point.
Very interesting, because when I finished school, as I was doing school, I was going through a lot of discipleship training. God is so good. He put me in the hands of amazing people that began to teach me how to walk and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And for me, that journey escalated my spiritual growth, my devotion, and going through Bible school, being trained on what it really means to be saved and to give your life to Christ. So that journey was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was finishing school, I remember I was looking for a job. I got this job of a teacher. It was near Gaba Community Church, but I was struggling in a sense of, God, what's next for me?
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through these trainings. What's next for me? And struggling through that, I felt like God was leading me to serve him.
Mm.
So I felt like I had two things for me. I had the administrative gift, but I also had this pastoral gift.
Mm.
So I said, I need to be in a space where these two things can thrive. Now, by training, I went to school, a university, a Makerere University. I studied quantitative economics. So from that statistical background, I would work probably in a research or work in a statistical institute, but I felt God was leading me more in a setup which has ministry and administration. And that's how God opened the door for me. I started by leading prayer in church.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, I was so consistent that I did it without a pay.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did it, and I felt like I am doing it for God. I was serving God.
Mm.
And from that, I think that's how Pastor Peter was like, hey, I see a nice young man here who's committed to the Lord, and I love the way he looks at things. So that's how a door opened for me mm-hmm. to begin serving in church as an administrator. I served as a church administrator for quite some time, which was beautiful, working with other pastors.
You're now part of Gaba Community Church.
Yes.
Which is like 1,700 people, large church.
Yes.
You've planted over 900 churches through that movement.
Yes.
And, you know, over 15,000 children have been sponsored through
yes.
your program. You know, it's an incredible work. You do medical clinics, all sorts of amazing outreaches around Uganda. I heard you share the story about Pastor Peter Kasiruvu, who started African Renewal Ministries. He was riding his bike.
Yes.
Because God told him to go and minister in Gaba. Tell us that story.
It's very interesting because the kind of bicycles which we had those days were not the ones that are electronic or the ones which we used to say they are changers. You change the gears as you keep going up mm-hmm. the hill and the sort. It was a bike that you use your energy to push it wherever you go.
Mm.
And that's how, you know, Pastor Peter was working with another church in the city. It was called Full Gospel Church. But when the Lord asked him to come to Gaba. He didn't want to come to Gaba because it was a fishing village, smelling of fish, nothing to be desired of. People were dying of AIDS. And there's a lot of alcoholism, witchcraft in the community. Now, just think about that kind of undesirable community. Mm. And God calls you there. So he says he went for almost like 40 days fast.
Really?
But to see if God will change his mind. But God didn't. He said, that's where I want you to go. And so Pastor Peter responded to the call. And on a bicycle, he came to serve the people of Gaba without a pay.
Wow, wow.
Without a pay.
Tell us a bit about what your current role is. What are you doing now for this ministry?
It's interesting because the ministry is actually now 35 years, that we have moved close to 35 years. We have three areas within the ministry. We have a program for child development. We have leadership development, we have community outreach. And so I started with leading the department of children, which involves sponsoring all children. We have a baby's home. We have a children's home. Mm-hmm. We have a Mwangaza choir, which you hosted at one time. But right now I'm leading all those programs, both the child development, the leadership, and the community outreach.
Mm. For those that are listening, you know, there are people that might never ever heard the gospel. You know, you shared about how you came to Christ after having these dreams and someone led you to the Lord. You know, for those that are listening that haven't heard the gospel, tell us, what is the gospel and how do people respond?
You know, the gospel, I think the summary of it is it's still in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son. Through that is the summary of, one, the love of God.
Mm.
The gospel involves the love, the unconditional love of God. And it's not for those that deserve it. The world was not worthy of God's love, but he loved us, that he said, I'm going to give you my son. And the pain and the price that Christ paid for us, the journey to the cross was painful. Mm. Pastor Matthew have probably watched the movie, The Passion of Christ.
Yeah.
I cried when I watched that movie.
Mm.
I had given my life to Christ, but that movie got me to go back before. And I said, if this is what you paid, this is too much love that you took my place. For me, it is about the love of God, the unconditional love of God. So I really want to encourage people.
Mm.
You will not make your life perfect. You will not perfect it by yourself. We are broken people. We come from places of brokenness. We come from a place where we never deserved the gospel for us to receive it. But Christ loved us. And because he loved us, that is why we came to him.
Mm.
And that unconditional love is also there for you. You don't have to be perfect. He just wants to meet you there. The rest of these other things, God is going to help you to change your life. You can't change it by yourself. And, you know, sometimes people want to say, let me first get rid of this addiction. Let me get rid of this bad behavior. Then I'll come to Christ. It doesn't work like that.
Mm.
If it worked like that, then it means we have worked for it. But Paul says it's by grace, Ephesians 2:8. It's by grace that we are saved.
Amen.
It's that grace that changes our lives, that is still changing our lives. It's that grace that puts you on a journey of transformation.
Amen.
That's the gospel.
That's very good news. Absolutely.
And yeah.
I can see the smile on your face. I heard you preach last weekend. I just see that you've got such a passion for the gospel. Now, if people want to get in contact with African Renewal Ministries or Gaba Community Church and search it up online, is there a website, social media and everything?
Yeah, actually, right here in Australia, we are partnering with Global Development Group, which is amazing because even your giving, I think it has some benefits to it.
Yeah.
We are actually working with them on a website, but we also are working with partners in the U.S. So when you go on our website, you may see us in the U.S. That's how we've been also serving.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come to Australia, we are coming because of the gospel.
Yeah, amen.
And we're saying, friends, there's an opportunity for you to use what you have to serve God. We are coming to provide that opportunity.
Amen.
For the gospel. Come and be a part of what God is doing in Africa, in Uganda.
Mm.
And don't just only give. if the Lord gives you the opportunity and the grace for you to come and visit, Pastor Matt, I've seen fathers come with their children.
Yeah.
And it has changed their relationships.
Awesome.
So it's not just one way.
Mm.
It's a two-way mission.
Amen.
And God has a plan when you do that.
Hallelujah. Well, Stephen Satimba, it's been wonderful to catch up with you, mate. I reckon you're a history maker. Thanks for joining us.
Amen. Thank you.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.